Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Things just ain't the same for gangsters. Times is changing. Young niggas is aging. Becoming OGs in the game and changing to make way for these new names and faces. But the strangest things can happen from rapping when niggas get wrapped up in image and acting. Niggas get capped up and wrapped in plastic, zipped up in bags when it happens, that's it. I've seen them come, I've watched them go, watched them rise, witnessed them, watched them blow. Watched them all blossom and watched them grow. Watched the lawsuits when they lost their dough. Best friends and money, I lost them both. Went and visited niggas in the hospital. It's all the same shit all across the globe. I just sit back and watch the show.
Everywhere that I go, ain't the same as me.
I moved out of the hood for good, you blame me? Niggas ain't mainly it, niggas they can't be. But niggas can't hit, niggas they can't see. I'm out of sight, now I'm out of they dang reach. How would you feel if niggas wanted to kill? You'd probably move to a new house on a new hill. And choose a new spot if niggas wanted to shot. I ain't a thug, how much Tupac in you you got? I ain't no bitch neither. It's either my life or your life, and I ain't leaving. I like breathing. Nigga, we can go round for round, clip for clip, shit, whole pound for pound. Nigga, if you really wanna take it there, we can. Just remember that you fucking with a family man. I got a lot more to lose than you. Remember that when you wanna come and fill these shoes.
Everywhere that I go, ain't the same as
this ain't the same for gangsters. Cops are saying shit to put niggas in handcuffs. They wanna hang us, see us dead or enslave us. Keep us trapped in the same place we raised in. Then they wonder why we act so outrageous. Run around stretched out and pull out gauges. Cause every time you let the animal out cages, it's dangerous to people who look like strangers. But now we got a new era of gangsters, hustlers and youngsters living amongst us. Looking at us now, calling us busters. Can't help but reminisce back when it was us. Nigga, we started this gangster shit. And this the motherfucking thanks I get. It's funny how time flies. I'm just having fun, just watching it fly by.
Everywhere that I go, ain't the same as
yo, this is a product of WBNN. This is Standing Up the Sticks with Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. With your five-month-year-old newborn baby, no curse words on Alexa. On air now from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you live by you know who. Ngozi Time, Multimedia. I said Multimedia. For those who don't understand what that is, that's what the hell it is, Multimedia, damn it. Multi plus media. Now, tonight, I'm going to go ahead and get into the lines between bravery and stupidity. Or are you a coward? Because that might not apply to you. You might, you know, your coward, the cowardice might not allow you to be stupid or brave. You know what I'm saying? But let's define bravery. You know what I'm saying? Bravery. What is brave? Brave. Ready to face and endure danger or pain. Showing courage. Meaning you're fearless. You're manful. You're bold. You're adventurous. That's the one I like. You know what I'm saying? I like to be adventurous. Clev one like to be adventurous out here. Sometimes I got Indiana Jones hat on. You know what I mean? Even when I'm in somebody's, hold up, who is it? They sister. You know what I mean? I was crept in there one time, a couple times, when I wasn't supposed to be in there. But the sister had, you know what I mean, Indiana Jones polo hat on with my socks and Timberlands on my feet, too, at the same time. But I ain't going to tell you I had to jump out the window when Mom Dukes came home on that time. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. Lion-hearted, heroic, or macho. You know, y'all know all these words. You know what I'm saying? I heard them all. But all of these words basically mean not afraid. Not afraid. I'm totally all for bravery, y'all. True Thundercat, yes, I am. You know what I'm saying? That's who I am, Clever One. Out here like Thundercats, like Lion, though. Don't give a damn how tall he is. 8'7", 366 pounds. I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? You're going down, buddy. You better have five more friends with you. You know what I'm saying? And if y'all get two UFC on me, then it's going to be John Wick out here, part all of them. You know what I mean? Then never mind. One thing is to be brave, but using bravery to stunt or show off or out of anger leads to stupidity. Yes, this leads to stupidity, people. Don't be stupid. Like, you know, like bungee jumping with an unsecure cord or something or rope. You know what I'm saying? You will be like Humpty Dumbass Dumpty. That's who the hell you're going to be like out there. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Or like trying to pet gorillas at the zoo, get the living shit slapped out of yourself into a coma doing that too. You know what I'm saying? If you was being brave in those doing those type of things, I don't know what the hell you was doing out there, but don't do that. One thing I cannot stand is a dumb braveheart. Yes, I said dumb bravehearts, people. That's what I call them. Dumb bravehearts. Dumb bravehearts. Yes, because listen, people, bravery is a noble characteristic. Standing up for family and friends and et cetera is what we, you know, what we want to use the bravery for. Verily, there are transgressors who create mischief out here. People, you know what I'm saying? They do create mischief, plot and plan with their evil to the extent that things may become violent, things may become aggressive, things may become belligerent, physically belligerent, I'll say. You know what I mean? So in this case, in these particular affairs, on the front line, you know what I'm saying, the front line may have to hold it down. You see what I'm saying? Front line may gotta, they got, might gotta hold it down with any line of bravery there is. You see what I'm saying? Although too much may cause more harm than benefit, it could cause a person to have little or no inhibition in expressing and explaining whatever it is in one's mind, whatever they want to explain and present to you in their mind. They might not care, what it is and how they doing it. You know what I'm saying? That's why how what their bravery is projecting to you. You know, so we got to feel if this is good bravery or stupid bravery. You know what I mean? This may create poor situational judgment abilities. You know what I mean? Where you can't really judge, you know, your bravery is leading you to say dumb shit and do dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? And you get you all the way, you know, you'd be like, oh, man, getting you all types of stuff happening to you. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like Mr. Potato Head. You know what I mean? Nose flying off, ears flying off, eyeballs, legs and arms, but your hat still on. You see what I'm saying? Mr. Potato Head ass people. That's who I'm talking to. You know, trying to be the tough guy because you got Planet Fitness. You got the membership at Planet Fitness. I guess you got muscles. You know what I mean? You know, being tough somewhere at Xfinity Live, ready to get knocked the fuck out, I'll say, by street hoodlums. You know, and being tough. You know, that's not your element. You know what I mean? Stick to the, you know, the happy hour people and the people after work that go to the gym on their days off or on break. You know what I'm saying? Where y'all can fake get muscles all together. Know that courage or bravery is a mental and moral strength to venture. You know what I'm saying? This means persevere and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. You know what I'm saying? Strong in the face of evil, I'll say. You know what I mean? But you know what? We're going to get all the way into this because, verily, there's triangles to these things, folks, when I say there's things between bravery and stupidity. And if there's any inclination that you're a coward, you might be a coward, you might just kind of disqualify yourself for all types of lines of bravery. But Brother O, DJ Oletsky, could I get it? I don't know what the hell you're going to put on tonight, but let's get it. Hip hop.
Los Angeles Approach Control, this is Cessna 0281 Echo 119.3, over.
Cessna 81 Echo, Los Angeles Approach Control, roger.
Cessna 81 Echo is over the Compton Airport, 52 at 5000, requesting ground control's approach to the Los Angeles Airport, over.
81 Echo, Los Angeles Approach Control, roger. Radar identification, turn right heading 030.
Gave the less of them and blazed at the rest of them. What can I say, California, A, where niggas die every day over some shit they say. Disconnected from the streets forever. As long as I got a Beretta, nigga, I'm down for whatever. I roll with my shit off safety. For niggas that been hating me lately and the bitches that wanna break me. If Cali blew up, I'd be in the aftermath. Bumping gangsta rap shit down the blast for cash. Cause from Eazy-E to DOC to DPG, started from that SOB. D-R-E, like Dub C, I'm rich rolling, pistol holding, pocket swole, nigga, that's how I'm rolling. Put the flame to the killer, nigga, worldwide homicide, mob figure in the building. For real, I'm hitting switches, making bitches these bitches. You see me grab my dick every time I pose for pictures. I own acres, floor seats watching the Lakers. I'm cool with essays who got AKs and cases.
Dedicated to all of those with big egos. Never failing, we get the dough and live. The moment yank the key though. Niggas play this and they roll the Jeep and Rego. Dedicated to all of those with big egos. Never faded, we get the dough and live legal. Hate to take this, we sip the mo and yank the key though. Bitches play this and they been to Jeeps and Geo.
I bust with Mr. Tuffy, slash a smoothie doobie. Crash and flex on Tuesdays, harassing hoes and movies. Passing by with Uzis, and who you aiming at? That shady bitch and that bitch nigga that was claiming that. Rap attack, attack. I don't sympathize with whack hoes and wimpy guys. You got to recognize that man is an enterprise. Cali pride, Bronx ride, it's all centralized. The Henny got me energized. Smoking guys trying to focus on mine.
poke their eyes out. I'm LA's locust, hope they don't have to find out the hard way. Like snitch niggas in the pen to get hit when the guards look the other way. We hitting hard, hit man and Dre. You playing games, I suggest you know the rules. We putting guns to fools, make you run your jewels. Take your honey and cruise to the snooty and snooze. Cop booze, pop poochie to the nut oozes. You shouldn't fuck with crews this sick. Aftermath is we rude shit. I'm big hit, don't confuse me with no other vibe to blow, motherfucker.
Just play this and they
bend
the Jeeps and
Geos. Hey, yo, man, listen. You check this out. You hear this brother on here with this music here, Dr. Dre, with the drums. Damn it! Yes, but we're on air live from Lagos, Nigeria. Y'all should dial in on the 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation with Clever One. And we standing up sticks tonight, you know what I'm saying? On bravery. What's the lines between bravery and stupidity? But are you a coward? Because you might not be doing either. Those who use bravery to show off like daredevil stunts, you know, Evel Knievel shit, you know what I'm saying? Tightrope walking with no cushion of landing, things like that. Doing acrobatic parkour on the roof of tall business buildings, you know what I'm saying? Things like that. Or swimming or swerving. Not swimming, swerving. Because you could be swimming with sharks like that, diving in them, trying to pet them and all that, you know what I'm saying? Getting your goddamn limbs bit the hell off, you know what I'm saying? No balls no more, you know what I mean? Forget about pairs of sneakers. We won't see you in, what's the name of that goddamn store with all the Allen Iverson women? Brother O know what store I'm talking about. Snipes. Yeah. But swerving through traffic on the expressway on a motorcycle, doing about 120 miles per hour. You know what I mean? Be under a trailer, tractor trailer in no time, won't you? You know what I mean? Three of them. You know what I'm saying? They didn't even see you. You feel what I'm saying? You'd be dead for 2 days before they pull over. You know what I mean? On your motorcycle. So either way, you know, exhausting and overwhelming to some is what courage is. You know what I mean? It takes too much energy to be courageous for some people, or brave, whatever way you want to put it. In this, you may become victim of being a coward. You see what I'm saying? Where you might not do nothing. You know, cowards don't do brave things, I'll say. You know what I mean? By the way, you know, there's thesaurus words for coward. You know what I mean? Weakness, yes. Sissiness, yes. Wimpiness, yes. For those who do not like those words, you know what I'm saying? Guess what? They all still mean the same thing. Not a brave person. That's just really the sense of it. You know what I mean? Because coward, however, is the total opposite of being brave. So, therefore, you can't escape that one. We don't care if you don't want to hear those names. That's who the hell you are, damn it. Get your goddamn Cadillac checked with that. That's all I'm going to say to y'all. Now, at the end of it, you know what I'm saying, we have to go into the psychological measurements of what causes these things in order to a person to not become brave at times. You know what I mean? And we will identify this as some things as panic disorder, folks. Panic disorder, I'll say, which is sudden fear or panic. Yes, a feeling of being out of control or fear of death or injury or some type of intense worry. I'll say what that is. You know what I mean? Panic disorder is basically that. where all those things right there in particularly will cause you to not be brief. That's what I'll say to that one. You know what I mean? You know, where you may be pounding, your heart pounding and racing, you know what I'm saying, heartbeat, you know, trembling. Some people get the chills, you know what I mean? You know, panic disorder sometimes run in your family, though. You dig it? That's what I'm going to say. The thing might run in your family, meaning if your dad is a coward, you might become one. You might become a grown coward junior. That's how I'll say that. Coward junior is what you might become if your dad is one. That's what Clev One going to say. You know what I mean? You know, Clev One ain't got that problem. You know what I'm saying? You know, I come from Bulldog Marine blood. You know what I'm saying? So it don't even matter. Even if I tried to be a coward, you know what I'm saying? Look, you got any kind of signs of a mustache on your face, don't matter if you're 3 years old, you better know how to hold a pistol or do 50 push-ups, damn it. That's what you had to do when you was growing up, you know what I mean, with Clef One, you know, under the Bulldog Marine codes. You see what I'm saying? Couldn't be no coward. You feel me? You know, but research has found that several parts of the brain may take total play. It may take total play of a role in fear and anxiety. You know what I'm saying? Panic attacks are like false alarms. You dig it? That shit is like pulling the fire alarm at school. You know what I mean? Everybody got to get up and rush out the door and all that type of stuff like that. Put your coat on. You feel me? You might got something in your book bag you don't want the teacher to find while you're outside. So you got to get all your stuff. You feel me? You're outside, lined up. You know what I mean? But then you decide to not want to go back in the school. You see what I'm saying? That's what false alarms causes. People not to, the children not to go back to school said, fuck, that's the teacher. You know what I'm saying? Hold up. Should tell them I ain't even want to hear this. Because, I got to watch these profanities. You know what I mean? But, yeah, panic attacks, they are like that. False alarms, like pulling the fire alarm at school. You know what I mean? This is a disorder for most people, a lot of people. I'll say that. You know what I mean? But what about this, folks? We got people who do not. You have those who do not panic. Those who do not have panic, they don't panic for nothing. But they still don't do no action. They still don't do shit. Is this a coward or no, not a coward? Or a person with levels of panic disorder? Is it either or? You know what I'm saying? I guess we'll get back to that. You know what I'm saying? Brother O, can you hit me with some Dr. Dre? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you done switched coats on me, got
me. Ran up in this motherfucker.
West, y'all.
Yeah, L.A. niggas. L.A. niggas rule the world, nigga. Y'all niggas gotta recognize, you know what I'm saying? Niggas don't wanna peep game, you know what I'm saying? But this shit come all the way back around here. My nigga Dre dropping heat rocks on y'all bitch ass, you know what I'm saying? You gotta recognize, L.A. niggas connected all over the motherfucking world, nigga. Recognize this, keep that.
Now in my younger days, I used to sport a rag, backpack full of cans, plus a 4-4 mag, G'd up from the feet up, blued up from the shoe up, hard crew up. Loking, smoking and drinking till we threw up.
Till we threw up.
Allenburg Park, tagging him fools up. Ditching my class just to fuck your school up. You don't want to blast, nigga, tuck your school up. But don't sleep, young niggas quick to shoot you. Now there's another motherfucker with no future. But time by much smoother when I maneuver. Dope like Cuba, got him jumping disciples to the
I'm hoover. Coming straight out of Compton with a loose cannon. Smoke big green, call it Bruce Banner. Watch your manners at last, another blast from the top notch. From way back with the pop rocks, I pop lock with ya. Picture this, Dr. Dre twisting with the licks, and Hitman bought a fix. Don't trip, it's a time bomb in this bitch. Hear it tick, 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 tick. Wait a minute, it's on. I tell it like a true macadelic. Weed and cocaine so separate. Check it, from sundown to sun up. Clown and run up, the aftermath of beat two in your gut. Nigga, what?
Smoke on weed, drank and pack heat. Requirements for survival each day.
West Coast Jack move. They call me hit, cause I spit like Gats do. Cock me back, bust caps for my Max crew at Fairfax. We used to wear Air Max shoes, that's true. But I grew up with niggas jack you, harass you, blast you, pull that set you claim.
Where you from?
Mask on you for your Turkish chain. CKBK, loot up or flame. I ran with the gang, I helped niggas get jacked for their Dane and Dane. My pants hang below my waistline. I look humble on a rumble.
Yeah, yeah.
I bang them like Vince Carter from the baseline. Don't waste my time. Fuck a scrap and kill a Cali. AKs and nines. One time sun shines. And fine ass bitches Hawaiian tie drive by. Six foes on switches.
I was raised in the hood. Caught what the death weather. Brothers in the hood. Refused to go Hollywood. Slugs for the fuck of it. Anybody hating on us can suck a dick. If I catch you touching mine, you catch a flat line, dead on the floor, better than yours, driving away, getting head from a whore, it's Aver X to the Z, fuck it with me, might get your band from TV, cassette and CD, it's all mine, the whole nine, the right time, multiply, we don't die, the streets don't lie, what, so neither do I, I'm bad for your health, like putting a pistol up to your face and blasting yourself.
5 in the morning, burglars at my door. Block 45 in my dresser drawer. Let him come in, bye, he see the thunder roll. Roll with niggas who buy fifths by the foe and bruise by the case. Slap you in the face with the bass, Dr. Dre lace. Liquid kings with sedans and gold rings. Haters scope the staff, but can't find no opening.
We roll deep, smoke on weed, drank and pack heat. Requirements for survival, let you die.
That's all right, though, you know what I'm saying? Because you know we live from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Damn, Dr. Dre and the damn Licks. Ayo. Ayo, listen, yeah, okay, yo. Made me hunt you down, buddy. We got the Licks on there. You know what I mean? We back, and we talking about bravery, the lines between bravery and stupidity, you know what I'm saying? But are you a coward, you know? Because this is a triangle with that one, y'all. Now, let me tell y'all a scenario about what Clef One have been through before, you know what I'm saying? You know, been through some cowardice, you know what I mean? Been through some cowardice, you know, and been through some braveries, you know what I mean? Been through some real braveries. Where I was about 14, 15 years old. Dealing with a girl. She was from Erie Avenue, Park Ave, you know what I'm saying? Right behind, you know what I mean? The Checkers down there, closed down Checkers down there over there where it was the Eagles Ball where they get shot at. You know what I'm talking about. Broad and Erie where I ain't belong at that age, messing with a North Philly woman, young girl. Boom, we on Park Ave, we out there. Now, what happened was me, my homeboy, you know what I mean? My boy, oh, we out here, he had the girlfriend, boom. Now, she was a setup artist. When we got older, she set people up to get them robbed and all that, but we were little. Make a long story short, she kind of got the boys in the neighborhood that was jealous of, you know, outsider boyfriends, you know. They kindly crept up, couple by couple. My boy was sitting on the bottom step. Next thing I know, he gets sucker punched. Wow. You know what I'm saying? He get up. I jump off the porch. You know what I'm saying? And start jumping in the middle of the street. I'm fighting. Boom. It's like 20 of them, and it's two of us. You know what I mean? I'm in the middle of the street. Bruce Lee doing all everything. You know what I'm saying? In a corner of my eye, guess who I see running? Homeboy that got sucker punched, he started jetpacking on Clef One. You feel what I'm saying? But I held it down. who, and the one thing that was crazy is the girl that I was at, her pops came out, and look, she was fighting them with me. Ain't that something? I was about 14, 15, and homegirl, she was holding it down, Bonnie and Clyde style for Clev One when I was hang gliding out in the wilderness, you know what I mean? But check this out. We got caller one in queue. Now, listen, don't call. No, if you're going to be brave, be brave, because this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make you take something out of the oven with your bare hands on 450. Now, who is it?
Jesus, the one who pleases. Holy How you shit. Doing, honey?
Oh, wait, hold on, Sugar Dip. I ain't know you was going to be
going.
Oh, wait
a minute. Sugar Dip.
Oh,
you know,
baby,
I owe you like a honey show.
All right, listen,
how you
we
doing?
Gonna go ahead and we're going to count them on a 50-yard line. How's that? How's that? Now, listen, let me ask you something, because you know you're my WBNN wife. Now,
yes,
now listen, wife, listen, wifey poo. Now, I got to ask you something while you're on here. Now, okay. I'm talking about bravery, the lines between bravery and stupidity. Are you a coward? Because if you're a coward, maybe none of that applies to you. Now, what you got to say about that? You know anybody like that, or you been around some, or what would you consider any of these things?
I heard about what you spoke on since you started and breaking down even the panic shit that you was breaking down, the panic disorder, excuse me. And I've been on both sides.
We on my show, Jesus. You can go ahead and use you allowed to use profanity. You Jesus. Go ahead.
So I've experienced both. I've been very coward from not being real with myself, not wanting to hear the voice. That's all. You know how we got two niggas sitting on each side of the shoulder. You see what I'm saying? So not listening to the one that always got your back. That created that in me. Also from trauma. So I've been able, once I chose to make a decision, right, to stand in the mirror and transform and know that all that shit was in my head and it was a way to release and purge that, I've become very brave in a lot of areas that I didn't believe in myself. You know what I'm saying? It was lack of confidence and not understanding shit. You know what I'm saying? So, and it was levels to it, because in growth, I had bravery in a few areas, but I was still living with fear in other areas. But that came from transforming my life and fucking with the heart. You know what I'm saying? In order to be transformed, to purge all that shit in my head. Now I just got a brave heart, man, raised by a lion anyway. So I've had the experience of both. And the key to it was believing in myself, trusting myself, knowing myself, and understanding the heart and understanding the force within me, the will within me in different areas of my life. You know what I'm saying? So I've experienced both. Where I went from a spaghetti leg motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, to big titties out this motherfucker.
Oh,
you know,
man, big titties. What the hell? We might have to do the upside down ironing board when I see it with the big titties. Now, man, I ain't saying none of that on here.
So I've experienced both, sweetheart, both, you know what I'm saying, so far throughout the journey, you know. And the main key was me trusting myself and understanding the self and the willpower within me and just understanding what was illusion, what the fuck I attached to in this world that creates that on purpose. You see what I'm saying, honey?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And check this out. I'm going to go back to one thing that you said. You said you had the heart of a lion, because I remember you. Guess what? Who you are? The lioness. Yes, you're the spokeswoman for the lionesses.
I take that.
You know what I'm saying?
It's Lionsgate. It's Lionsgate energy too till August 12th. I'm with it, honey. Shoot,
so
manifest
for
have. All
breakers. You heard that? She just snuck it in there. August 12th, that's when we going to get it.
Yes, honey. The Lionsgate portal opened up August 8th, but yet it's from July 28th. Through August 12th, for those who are in tune with it, if you don't know about it, the Google bar does work and has enough information. But Lionsgate is basically every day for people who have reached where you want to manifest, where you want to bring things forth, the desires of your heart, your dreams, What makes you happy as in the desires of your heart? So there's a great portal that's open for those who are in tune. You know what I'm saying? Outside of that, as long as we remain in the heart space, we will always come forth with the desires of our heart through our experience and our journey, man. Thank you, Clever One. I love you, honey.
Oh, baby, I love you back. You know what I'm saying? Under attack by Jesus. You heard that, y'all. But we're going to get in the track next by international DJ legend, Brother Olatsky, with his DJ shit he got going on tonight.
My nigga is break the track. Girls that used to turn they back, causing me to yank they arm and pose like I would do them all. Now I'm saying thank you cause they tell me my shit's a bomb explosive. But my niggas drinking cognac, smoking weed, always fat. More than one firearm, chrome rims, riding on chronic in your system, let me know my shit's a bomb explosive.
West Coast shit, nigga, overdosage, imperial pistol, ferocious. Fuck a bitch, don't tease bitch, flip tease bitch, eat a fold of these bitch, gobble a dick. Hope you got to eat a dick and shut the fuck up. Gargle and swallow a nut up, shut up and get my cash. Backhanded, pimp slap backwards and left stranded. Just pop your collar, pimp convention hoes for a dollar. Six deuce in a plush, six deuce in Pala. Pimping hoes from Texas to Guatemala. Bitch niggas pay for hoes, just to lay with hoes. Relax one night and pay to stay with hoes. Catch and save them all day, but say this dick. Bitch nigga, you more of a bitch than a bitch. You ain't in the hitting pussy or hitting the switch. You in the hitting bitches off of the grip, you punk bitch. Bitch.
All
bitch.
My real dogs still kicking with me. All my down hoes still kicking with me. All the true gangsters know they ain't never loved no foe. All the hood rats still shaking for me. All my true fans still shaking for me. All the real smokers know. Ain't passing nothing but dope and D. Real trees, chronic leaves, no seeds. When I met you last night, baby, before I blew your mind, blew your mind. I thought we had a chance, lady. That I'm over you, ain't that fine? Don't wanna treat you wrong, don't wanna lead you on. Here, baby, it's the bone. While the West Coast rolls along, while we still making gangsta hits,
you'll be
still jocking gangsta dicks. Damn, girl, you think you're slick. Somebody better get dippy.
I got these freaky hoes clapping their hands, stomping their feet. Every now and then they put their mouth on me. Nowadays a G like me can't even call it. A 23-year-old pussy fiend and freakaholic. Pimping bitches on the regular, I put that on the G. A hustler and a player, nowadays it pays to be. Let me drop some shit about this bitch I used to know. She gave your boy the head and said don't let nobody know. A bona fide pro, I had to grab a hoe. She got freaky in your 64, I skeeted in her throat. Been knowing the hoe for 4 days, temporary page. And I bet you didn't know that she go both ways. She ate her best friend, I left them hoes at the most. They be beeping me and shit, but we don't kick it no more. Them hot hoes is fiending, they on the nut. But bitch, I'm out your pussy when I nut. For real.
Explosive, 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 explosive.
Hey, yo, man, listen, man, you know we on air. We on air from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, you know what I'm saying? Because we bringing it to you live by Ngozi Time Multimedia. That's what the hell we doing out here. You feel what I'm saying? And real quick, we talking about these cowards and all that, not being brave or being stupid, one or the other. But some people don't do nothing. They neither. They ain't no coward or they not brave or nothing. But, you know, Clev One says it's the same damn thing. You know, That's all I'm saying. This is the basically the medical terminology for cowing. You know what I mean? Basically, ain't your fault. You know what I mean? We know you're not doing it on purpose. You know what I mean? But that doesn't change the fact that all the dynamics that this is cowardice. You know what I'm saying? Doing with you, even if you ain't panicking. You feel what I'm saying? But check this out. Yo, caller two. Yo, who the hell is you? You know what I'm saying? Because if you're on here being a coward, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to duct tape your hands to a motorcycle, press real hard on a boom button, and there you go, down the street. Who is it?
I don't think you are going to do that to me. I think you know better. This is not a banana. You know that I would get you. There is no coward here, my friend.
Wait a minute, Anna. I'm with, first of all, do you want to pet pit bulls? Because Anna getting on here, she's being brave now.
Anna is very, very brave, and you know this. You know this very well. Okay?
Well, listen, let me tell you what. Let me tell you what, Anna. How about this? I'm going to gorilla glue your hands to the steering wheel, and guess what we're going to do? I'm going to get two trucks, and I'm going to make them swerve on both sides of you. See how you handle that on 995. Anna.
How you doing, Clem?
Yeah, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. What question do you... But first of all, I'm enjoying the show. I'm over here cracking up, Coward Jr. I am over here cracking up at your show. It is so entertaining. There is nobody like you. I just want to say that. You are so enjoyable with your humor and like just the way you speak.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Baby Bop, you know, a.k.a. Lil Fight Fight. You know what I mean? appreciate your support and, you know, and giving me some encouraging words because, you know, Club One been a piece of shit all his life. You know, I'm just trying to turn a new leaf out there. You feel me? When they say, hey, Club, how you doing? Nothing. I'm doing, just trying not to be a piece of shit. That's it.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
you feel me?
Crazy. But what question you got for me? That's what I want to know.
What so listen, the
me?
Question.
I want to put on the front.
So listen, the question that I have for you is, what are your measurements between a noble brave person and a stupid brave person? Like, have you ever experienced someone displaying bravery in a stupid fashion, or that you knew that they were a coward in real life, in disguise, trying to be brave?
Yeah, I would say that I've experienced all of that. I would say my measurements are just somebody who's absolutely brave, doesn't have to display, doesn't have to speak about it. You will see it in their actions. It's somebody who stands up for others when no one else will. It's someone who stands up for the truth, even if 1,000 people go against it. To me, that's brave. You know, if you see for me, like I'll give you an example. For me, I seen a guy trying to beat up a girl. I jumped out the car. Like, I don't want to see that. I wasn't scared of anything. Yes, he could have shot me. Yes, he could have hurt me. I didn't care. I was not worried about that. I don't feel like it was stupid for the simple fact that it could have been me, and I could have needed saving. Somebody could have been hurting me. So I feel as though, you know, like, if somebody's just trying to pick a fight with other people for no reason because there's some insecurities within them, then I think that's when the stupid bravery comes out. You know, it's not really actual bravery. We can't call it that, you know. But I feel as though, depending on how people were raised, depending on people's circumstances or their environment, you know, especially I would say as, like, black men have to, like, I don't say have to, but they're expected to be strong and not show weakness or so. But to me, when you can show weakness, when you can show that you absolutely are human, to me, that is strong and that's brave for a world that makes you put your back against the wall. That is brave to me. When you're not worried about what society thinks about you and you do what's right and you stand tall all day long, that is bravery to me. Did I answer your question?
Oh, man, absolutely. You dropped jewelry on the table. You feel what I'm saying? You must be Wonder Woman, Lil Sister or something. You know what I mean? What they had you at the Lil People table when y'all was having a function? Huh? What they had? How many seats they had at the Little People's table at the family function when you was out there?
You know
what? With your jewelry on. So look, tell us what night, what you going, what you got coming up next. Right. You know what I mean? Fight before you slide out of here.
All right, the next show is August 16th, Yo Nací Para Amarte, and the other show, The Power of Thoughts, will be August 25th, both at 9:30 p.m. And make sure our Latinos tune in to Yo Nací Para Amarte August 16th. All right, for our Latino crowd, please.
You heard that, y'all. Get y'all turkey, bacon, egg, and cheese from Poppy's on toast, lightly toasted potato bread. You know what I mean? Track next by international DJ legend, Brother Olad Scaife.
Yeah, nigga. We still fucking with you. Still waters run deep. Still Snoop Dogg and D.R.E. Nah, nigga. Guess who's back? Still. Still doing that shit, Andre? Oh, for sure. Yeah. Check me out. It's still Dre Day, nigga. AK, nigga. I can't keep it home a lot, cause when I frequent the spot that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they say homage, but haters say Dre fell off. Pow, nigga, my last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I feel about
it. If you ain't up on things,
Dr. Dre is the name, I'm ahead of my game. Still puffin' my leaf, still fuck with the beat. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still got love for the streets, reppin' 213. Still the beat bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
Cause the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends. Well, hell,
me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ear to the streets, signed Eminem. He's triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still, I stay close to the heat. And even when I was close to defeat, I rose to my feet. My life's like a soundtrack, I wrote to the beat. Street rap like Cali weed, I smoke till I'm asleep. Wake up in the AM, compose a beat. I bring the fire till you're soaking in your seat. It's not a fluke, it's been tried, I'm the truth. Since turn out the lights from the world-class wrecking crew. I'm still at it, after mathematics. In the home of drive-bys and acmatics. Swap me, sticky green and bad traffic. I dip through, then I give you the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
It ain't nothing but mohawk shit. Another classic CD for y'all to vibe with.
Whether you're cooling on the corner with your fly bitch,
yes.
Lay back in the shack, play this track. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
I'll break your neck, damn near put your face in your lap. Niggas try to be the king, but the ace is back.
So if you ain't up on things,
Dr. Dre be the name, still running the game. Still got it wrapped like a mummy. Still ain't tripping, love to see young blacks get money. Spend time out the hood, take their moms out the hood. Hit my boys off the job, no more living hard. Barbecues every day, driving fancy cars. Still gon' get my regard.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
Right back up in your motherfucking ass. 9-5 plus 4 pennies, add that shit up, D-R-E, right back up on top of things, smoke some with your dog, no stress, no seeds, no stems, no stick, some of that real sticky, itchy, itchy, ooh-wee, put it in the air, boy, you's a fool, D-R.
257, South 10th Avenue, off the line, Compton, California, we're representing the West Coast tonight, you know what I'm saying, I just, listen, I got y'all, man. I got my shirt, man. I'm gonna flag.
coming with these damn bangers, man. Dr. Dre got them damn bangers, man. Whew. I'm going to tell you, he got some smokers. Well, yeah, we back. And this is Clap One standing up the sticks, damn it. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And, yes, we are talking about the thin lines between bravery and stupidity. Yes, bravery and stupidity. You know what I mean? Now, we got another caller in queue. Now, caller, don't be on here. Either you're brave or you're being a coward. Because if you're being a coward, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make you stand outside on 15th and Market surrounded by bums, you know what I'm saying, all night where they sell crack at. Now, who is you?
You know what, Clav, I got to say something, too, both you and Tiana, man. Talking about a soldier, you know what I'm saying, someone who's not afraid on a constant basis, who's listening to this program tonight. You can't talk. But one of the greatest soldiers of WBNN, Beverly Nation, is Sister Bessie the Truther, who puts her life in harm's way to tell the truth on every given account, Clav One. Now go to our caller.
Peace, peace. What's going on with you, brothers? This is Jetty. Track of the Soul Genius Shamblue. What's going on with y'all, man?
Oh, man, my man, Jetty 8-Track, you know what I'm saying? This is a smooth brother right here, you feel me? I already know you're going to come on here with your dart boy. This is what I need to know from you, my friend. Because y'all know I'm going to get the real part of it from you. And you can put part, whatever part on top of it all you like, you know what I'm saying? Now, what's up with these brave cowards or these stupid cowards or these stupid brave people? Which one is it? Which, how you want to mix the combination?
I can't put brave and stupidity in the same conversation. You dig what I'm saying? It got to be.
Go.
You faking the funk if you putting yourself out in harm's way to prove a point. You feel me? Like to me to be brave is to look fear in the face and know to go beyond fear is where the true spirit takes over. You know what I mean? It's like an out of body experience. You know what I mean? That's where you allow God to actually do what God does. You know what I mean? In the face of otherwise instances and situations in which the flesh will fail you. You know what I'm saying? But even the word says, don't tempt God. You know what I'm saying? Don't test God. You dig what I'm saying? I mean, it's not meant for us to be putting ourselves in the fire just so that we can prove that, you know what I mean, we won't get burned. You're going to fuck around and find the right fire that's going to burn your ass right to a crisp. You know what I'm saying?
Dirty.
You put your life down for family. You lay your life down for friends. You know what I mean? You put yourself in a situation in which you want to be the person that is the buffer between the victim and the victimizer, if you will. You know what I mean? If you're putting yourself in a situation for a noble cause, you know what I mean, to stand up for somebody that can't stand up for themselves. You know what I mean? That's bravery. You dig what I'm saying? But it's stupidity if, like, for example, you know what I mean, it's the whole entire situation outside beyond your recognition of understanding what's going on, and you want to put yourself up in the mixture as if you already know what type of ingredients it takes to make that cake. You know what I'm saying? You're going to fuck around and deflate that shit. We ain't making no souffles out there. They might be making pound cake, and you coming with the whole fucking recipe. You know what I'm saying? And they gonna rectify you. You ever seen those Gordon Ramsay's and all that shit where you in the kitchen, you don't know what the fuck you doing. You know what Gordon Ramsay do? Get the fuck out. Get the
Absolutely.
Fuck out. Pardon. But it's real as real. You know what I mean? Know your role. Know thyself.
Absolutely, man. And you heard that. That was real as it was gonna be, keeping it a bean buck thousand. Or Benjamin, as I say, you know what I mean? You know, because we all need, you know what them look like when we need to spend something at Walmart. You feel me? But, yo, so listen, man, I that was real because check this out. You know, I see this. You know, the combo of this, you know what I mean? Let's say cowards who act brave. You know what I mean? Combo of that, it equates to stupidity. You know what I mean? People got to see this correlation, you know what I'm saying? Meaning this, like, how many times did we see the punk out of the crew get his ass whipped just to try to prove the point to the crew or whoever the big head girl that was looking, you know what I'm saying?
Huh?
You know, so these are the things that we trying to identify so we can get a hang of it, you know, teach our children what's the difference between being brave and, you know, and not being the stupid brave person, you know what I mean? But, Jetty, what's good, man? Let us know what you got cooking up out here. You feel what I'm saying? Why I got you on here, brother. Let me know what's good, what you got cooking.
Oh, man, for all the listeners right now that's tuning into the Guard Clef One, y'all need to know Soul Genius Shampoo is tomorrow, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, right here on WBNN, Beverly Nation. You dig? All we do is drop gems, and all we do is invite y'all to sit down right next to that fireplace and get yourself cozy with the best of robes. You dig? Might even pull out a smoking pipe or two if you know how to behave yourself. But this is Jetty A-Track. Y'all already know what time it is. Make sure that y'all continue to tune in and listen to the gems that's being dropped by the good brother, Clef One. God, I love you, brother. Brother O, I hear you. I know that you jamming and doing your thing. I love you, too. Y'all brothers, take care and continue to jam, continue to groove, man.
Easy. Yo, we going to put his ass on BET. You know what I mean? With all that smooth shit. You know what I mean? But track next by international DJ legend, Brother Oladski, playing that Dr. Dre.
Family problems, it ain't easy handling no team. Baby mama drama, I just need a little time to go to sleep.
Damn, only if I had a little time for me.
Record company motherfuckers asking me when I'm gonna leave.
I want the pressure on me, so much pressure on me.
And my homies on my back about me helping them get up off of them streets.
Damn,
what the fuck?
It's kinda funny how they fall back on me. I used to never get a call back on me. Before the money, they didn't see me like it's dark. And it's all black on me. But now they switching cause the card black on me. It wasn't always that way. We was recording on the 4-track, homie. A new apartment, no fridge, no mattress, no table, no cable. And all I hear is my girl in my ear. And this nigga Easy asking for his car back, homie. I would've never saw this happening from that far back, homie. What it came to be, would've never believed. Living the life I live in CPT. A motherfucking dream to reality. Is what you call that, homie? Yeah, it was something to me. No eat, no sleep, what nothing to me. Can't always be how you want it to be. And I'm the one that they looking up to. Fuck, they expecting to.
And it all falls back on me.
And how it always was, DJing parties in my neighborhood just for the love. Dope dealers over tipping and bitches stripping.
Any minute niggas start tripping and start shooting shit.
On any given day I'm like, what the fuck? Face down on the pavement with the billy clubs. Took that feeling to the studio and queued it up. And now it's fuck the police all up in the club. Now it's 91 and Snoop Dogg came to visit and was like, what up cuz, let me show you what this chronic like. Couldn't help myself, just had to dip into that chronic life. And then that night came in, when that nigga Night came in.
Whoa.
This one of them dreams you don't wake up from. Then again, you don't sleep if you come from where I come from. Where the sunshine and they bust nines. No 9 plus 1, 1. When they run up on your school bus with a 2-truck, you might learn something.
And it all falls back on me. Somehow it all falls back on me. No matter where we are, no matter what we doing, it's on me. If it was love to you, this is the way it's always gonna be.
All my family out there, man, Rose France, you know what I'm saying? Wilmington, you know what I mean? Brazil, you know what I'm saying, man? West Side in the house, y'all. It's your boy Oladski on the wheels of steel.
Yo, You hear this guy, you know what I'm saying, being a wild, crazy DJ, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to all the DJs out here on the wheels of steel, you know what I mean? DJ Olasky, killing it, you know what I'm saying, with the Dr. Dre, you know what I mean? We out here, live from Lagos, Nigeria. Y'all better be dialing in, 516-453-9133, you know what I'm saying? Because you know we talking about all this stuff that's these cowards and the brave people being stupid, all that, you know what I mean? If you have panic disorder, get help. Talk about it. Keep it real. You feel what I'm saying? Express your concerns to your support system that this might be going on with yourself. You know what I mean? That way you ain't got to be acting brave when these things come up. You know what I'm saying? When Jason come, you ain't got to be acting like you picking up a trash can. Get your ass and haul ass with everybody else. You feel what I'm saying? Clev One gonna pull out a big ass. Hold up, never mind. Like Dirty Harry Callahan on his ass. Y'all see Jason. But caller four, you're in queue. Now, who are you? Are you a brave person or are you a coward? Because if you're a coward, guess what I'm going to do? I got my Gorilla Glue, and I will Gorilla Glue your feet to a skateboard and push you down Lincoln Drive. Now, who is it?
Hey, it's your uncle. I'm just as brave as they come.
Oh.
How you doing?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. It's Uncle Hooney. What's up, bro?
Hey, yes, Uncle Hooney with 99 attributes and looking for 99 more. Hey, look, I had to chime in, man. First of all, look, man, I'm enjoying this subject, but I also got to give a shout-out. I got to give a major shout-out, man, to 257 South Kemp Avenue of Alondra Compton. I had to take time to do that. Hey, look, I know you normally do your Wu-Tang and all the things like that, man, but tonight's subject, I mean, to me, Hall of Fame four-time couldn't do anything better than what Dre is, man, because we're dealing with a crazy, crazy situation. Let me chime in right quick. You said a thin line between bravery and stupidity. Was that it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's please drop the jewelry on us.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Let's take it back to the riverboat, the riverboat brawl of Alabama. I'm telling you, I am one proud OG to finally see, because Caucasians, right, have been so used to doing any and every damn thing and getting away with it. And I'm so used to seeing our people shoot them up, bang, bang, always doing all kind of things to each other, right? And it was real brave when all of them jumped on that one security guard who was just doing his damn job, right? That was very, very brave because, again, they're not used to us standing up, right, and bum rush the crowd. They've been doing this for a long time, right? But when that brother threw that head up, brothers and sisters came on out the water, came on out the woodworks, and they weren't used to that. So that was a time to be brave. It was a time for to stand up, you understand, and stop accepting all this damn abuse and calling it godly. All this.
You know what? Hey, Hooney, hey, Hooney. Check this here.
Huh?
Hooney and Clev, let's just shout out to my man, Corey, you know what I mean, from Anderson, Alabama, who swam across that lake, 16 years old. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, I'm not going to let this happen. He got in that dirty water, man, that dirty-ass water. Came out like he was, you know, Michael Phelps or whatever. Like, what's up? What's good? And then when he said what's good, he swung on him. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That boy right there, man, that he's a revolutionary. The young boy, 16 years old, is a revolutionary. I said what I said, man. Like, who even saying this thing for over 6 years, Clev? You know what I mean? When we going to stop taking pictures? When we going to stop taking videos? Bitch-ass niggas. You bitch-ass fucking niggas. You know what I mean? Taking pictures and shit, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like Clev said, that's why I played this track tonight. It's about ego. You know what I'm saying? You're not listening. You're not fucking listening. I'm the greatest. You're not fucking listening. I'm gone.
This is perfect for a nephew because, see, look, you know, your
we done got the maniacs started, y'all. We done got the maniacs started off.
Hey, nephew, your uncle's a generation before you, so we came in. So I'm in between the generation that was before me, and they have been taught to be so docile.
y'all are born in this world to handle business. You get what I'm saying? So I give thanks to the Creator for sending y'all into the world, but you still got some of us who caught up in the middle, like me. You understand? I understand that turn the other cheek, but it's a time and place for that. But you don't keep turning the other cheek and calling it godly while you allowing your damn self to be killed. Ain't nothing godly about that.
Absolutely.
Right? But my main thing is, my main thing is, and we know we ain't ready for that, man. Our people got more faith than logic. So I'm not going to send people like, when you hear Ankh talk about or read when Ankh speak about Operation Nighthawk, Operation Takeover, I'm not going to send people out here because I know they ain't ready for war like that. But they can take their mind back. They can take their spirit back. They can take their soul back. And this is where Ankh is going to be speaking on August 24th, right? The return of the soul, because it's time for us to do it, y'all. And once we get our souls back, ain't nothing on this earth or outside of this earth that can do the contested, fam. That's August 24th, and Ankh is going to get busy like never before, fam.
Yo, you heard that. That is from the uncle, you know what I'm saying? You know, from the bad nephew, a.k.a. the bad Yoda. You know why he was talking. I had to light up the lightsaber force, the green kind, while I was listening to him. You see what I'm saying? But we're going to get into a track next by international DJ legend, Brother Olad Ski, after we get a shout-out to the Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, Hooney Buck Atoon, a.k.a. the Magic Man, a.k.a. the Ebony Elvis, and 15 other people, you know what I'm saying? You never know who the hell this man is. Yo, oh, let's get it.
Listen, man, we're going to get this act right, man. Going out to every hood in America, you need to act right, man. If you don't act right, man, get the fuck out of here. Straight up.
Fucking act right.
I said it.
Question is, can I get some? You know what I'm saying?
West
act right, bitch. When I see you in the spot, you just act right. You know what I'm saying? When I yank you by the fucking arm, I'm going to be looking at a nigga crazy. Give up the digits and be a fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Let me break it down for y'all. It was just one of those days when I wanted to catch sun rays. Fun to get blunted on a Sunday afternoon. Nigga, babe got room. Grab the gap for misbehaviors. Then the chocolate fade boom. Lost in hip-hop tune. Zoom, zoom like the Commodores. Wonder where we have drama or end up clowning hordes. Around the four good-to-go girls. Like the Barbie Coast girls. Ride shotgun, baby. I be posting all the world in the ride. Sipping 151 to gave me too much pride to back down. Soon as we get to the beach, I'ma put my fucking Mac down. I'm playing lead, not the background. It's time to put Bronx on the map now. Walk with my hand on my Johnson crack and smile. Cutest people my style. If I don't get some act right, I'ma have to act wild.
Blunt in my left hand, drink in my right. Strap by my waistline, cause niggas don't fight. Sucker free for life, so you better think twice.
Alright, and give a nigga some act right.
I'm the type of nigga player haters don't like. Snatching up your honey for some late night hype. And sloppy ass bitches get slapped out of fight.
Alright, so give a nigga some act right. Joint kicking in, I'm stimulated. For those that don't know big words, I'm fucking faded. 83 degrees, ease to a shaded spot. Our first spot was cool till some gangsters made it hot. Now we plotting pose, plus we watching hoes with lots of flesh exposed. Getting swarmed by those type of niggas with no game but brown nose. So I impose only like pros can. Yo, is this your man? No, grab the bitch's hand. I'm Hitman, bling, gold chain, gleam. You're very eligible for my summer league team. Maybe too extreme cause the sister got steam. Then Miss Thing tried to scream on my brethren. I got mad spit fleam on the name. Steppin, tattooed on her arm. Oh, you ain't the bomb, must be a dyke. Get your lips rolled and give a bitch some act right.
In my left hand, drink in my right. Strap by my waistline, cause niggas don't fight. Sucker free for life, so you better think twice. And give a nigga some act right. I'm the type of nigga player haters don't like. Snatching up your honey for some late night hype. And sloppy ass bitches get slapped out of fight. So give a nigga some act right.
Frontin' on the act right, causing me to act up. Good Samaritan saved that hoe from getting slapped up. My homies crack up at the scene I made. Yo, my actions ain't serene when a nigga's on fade. If it wasn't for the one-time brigade, I would've sprayed at the hook of tramp. As cops parade, I'm afraid it's time to break camp. Make tracks, where else can we go to take hoes from fake Macs? Hey yo, chase some girls in that black Maxima. The passenger almost fractured her neck bone, looking back at us. Plus
they on the dick, cause the cat is plush. They blush, I bum rush the hush with the largest crush. Try to swing her after night so I don't have to keep in touch. Keep it on the hush without the tipping. Mackin' interrupted by the niggas. Set tripping, clipping the strap. I show these niggas how to dance.
In my left hand, drink in my right. Strap by my waistline, cause niggas don't fight. Sucker free for life, so you better think twice. Alright, forgive a niche, smack right. I'm the type of nigga player haters don't like. Snatching up your honey for some late night hype. The snobby ass bitch and get slapped out of spite. Alright, so give a nigga some Mac right, right.
Bitch. Yeah. I just want to put my dick on your shoulder so you can put it on your mind later on.
Step it up. Take that dick off your shoulder and put it in your mouth.
Drink the evidence and hide the dick behind your head. The police is coming. It's cold 10. Put your dick behind your head.
Well, good thing I ain't had to say none of that. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I had help, y'all. You dig it? Because you know that's... Well, never mind. Because you know we fly from Lagos. You know what I mean? Y'all need to be dialing in and all that. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? We back. You know what I mean? Brother O killing it with the Dr. Dre. You know what I'm saying? We out here. You feel me? Building up the bricks, standing up the sticks, talking about bravery and stupidity. But you might be a coward. You know what I'm saying? You know, social anxiety and phobias, post-traumatic stress disorders and things like that could turn you into a coward. At the end of this, you know, this is all blamed on level of anxiety. You know what I'm saying? That's how we going to cover that. You know what I'm saying? From those standpoints. You know what I mean? According to what is in the authentic text of narration, you know what I mean? That courage and bravery are from the characteristics of the righteous people. You see what I'm saying? You know, it means to stand up and depend upon the truth. The truth. You're standing for the truth. You know what I mean? Where whoever trying to bend the truth, you're not allowing that to happen. You see what I'm saying? Whatever it is, physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever, however that goes. You know what I'm saying? Whoever you got to face on that. You know, some people scared to face their mothers-in-laws, you know what I mean? You feel me? Where you're scared to death of your mother-in-law, or you're scared to death of your father-in-law. You feel me? You might got a big-ass 357 or something. You feel me? You know what I mean? Watching IFC channel all damn day, you know what I mean? As soon as you turn that on, somebody getting ran over or shot. When I turn it on, I don't know what the hell would y'all do when it come on, but that's what be happening when I turn it on. You hear me? You know what I mean? But, yeah. You know, you know, even in this, you face possible oppositions, you know what I'm saying? You know, and, you know, you calling people to goodness and you're forbidding evil while you're doing all this, you know what I'm saying? Also, you're being steadfast upon fighting in the cause of your faith and what you're guided upon, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to fight for that. You're supposed to be brave upon anything you encounter upon that way, you know what I'm saying? Patiently and perseveringly. You see what I'm saying? That's what you got to do out here. You feel what I mean? Now, the whole thing is what I want to know out here is what could be worse? What's worse? What's worse of it? What's worse of the of a coward? You know what I'm saying? What could be worse of a coward? Could a punk father, coward father? A punk brother, coward brother? What? Or a punk husband? You know, for the women out there, whoever want to, you know, got anything to say about that, you know what I'm saying? These are things that we need to measure out here, you know. Who do you redeem to be brave, and who do you expect to be brave, you know what I'm saying, in situations? Now, there's another thing in this, you know what I mean? You got the triangle effect, where, okay, you got the cowards acting brave. Boom, you got that one. You got stupid people acting brave. Boom, you got that one. You got brave people acting stupid. Boom, you got that one. You got brave people acting like a coward. What the hell is that? What does that mean? How do we get there to that one? You know what I mean? Or you got cowards acting stupid. Give you a scenario. I take you, look, let's take the guy. He's the friendly guy at work, you know what I'm saying? You know, he on lunch breaks and on after work at happy hours, he hangs with a group of the women, his coworkers, you know what I'm saying? You know, he in a Regal Beagle or wherever the hell he hang at, you know what I'm saying? You know, he in there having drinks, being macho, being brave, whatever the hell, you know. Oh, you go to Planet Fitness, you got muscle, so you got to protect us. That's what the women are saying to him. You know what I mean? And however, he's one of the three. Either he's a brave person, a stupid person, or a coward. You know what I'm saying? So boom, what happens is you got some hoodlums coming in, gremlins, whatever, whoever you want to call them. You know what I mean? They drunkards, they come in, they see this guy, he with women. They don't see him, all they see is women. They see asses and titties. That's what they see, steak and potatoes all everywhere. You know what I mean? They decide to want to, you know, get friendly with the women or whatever, whatever. Somebody get a little bit belligerent or rough. Oh, the guy, the coworker guy with the women, he got the muscles. Steve or whatever the hell his name is, Phil, Mike, Raheem, whoever the hell he is with your muscle shirt on from H&M, you know what I'm saying? You got to stand up to the guys at the bar trying to grope the women. And what happens to you? You stand up, you get tough, you saw Errol Spence. You see what I'm saying? That happened to you. You know what I mean? Shot you up with your own dope, took all your hoes, you know what I mean, took your Cadillacs, took your rings and your jewelry, took your drugs, you know what I'm saying, shot you up with your own dope and got you locked up. You woke up in the roundhouse with a dry jerry curl, looking like Errol Spence, getting dropped four times out here. Because you was a coward in real life, trying to be brave, and winded up being stupid. Track next by international DJ legend, Brother Olatsky, damn it.
Chronic on my grandma coffee table, that's how you remember it, that's how I remember it, yeah, dipping to the liquor store, nine of my khakis, script trying to get at me, my red Impala bumping like acne, my city trapped me, been shot, robbed, stabbed, chased home, socked out, jabbed by SA cops, degenerate niggas with rags, disintegrate niggas with enemy, dome shots like Kennedy, slugs dripping with Hennessy, got murderous tendencies.
If you don't know where the fuck they got me from, on Scorsese when I pull out my gun,
Scarface, car chase, tell me how your blood tastes. Ask your baby mama, she'll tell you how blood tastes. Basket case, still I'm back with Dre. Wait, I never left. Wanna been beast, bitch, pass the safe. Compton, produced by a billion in this motherfucker. Still smoking Dre, we need a ceiling in this motherfucker. Compton, they killing in this motherfucker. They grilling in this motherfucker. Lock the doors, they stealing in this motherfucker. No chains, no reins, this my home. Nigga, this her city, no fly zone. Niggas pull out burners, start breaking like turbo and ozone. Crack fiends on the back streets where the tracks lean, where the needles lay and switchblades. If you bitch made, put chili all on your Frito-Lays. Where we dream of Montego Bay, but all we got is a swap meet. Where the cops meet, go bang bang, leave blood stains on the concrete. And I'm the only nigga bumping mob deep, cause I'm mob deep in that side street. Cause I'm a Westside rider. Here we got some collars. Don't hate me, better get your dollars. I be on Rosecrans with a Glock in both hands, leaning on that bro hand. Flame dump like a loaf with my name on it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. You know it, man. We rocked it tonight. You know what I'm saying? We had Dr. Dre in the building, crushing it with the funky drummer style. You know what I'm saying? Been killing it. The man been killing it on the beat since I known him. You feel me? I was a little boy listening to Curse Words, you know what I'm saying, on Heavy Metal Maxwell's, you know what I'm saying, with the NWA on it, you know what I mean? Curse Words, I was learning them. Yo, shout out to Aunt Lucy, you know what I mean? She taught me curse words when I was little. You feel me? She was real animated with her threatening, you know what I mean? Punch you right through the floor, you know what I mean? Slam your hands through the microwave, all types of kick you through the door, all types of threats she had, you know what I mean? And it was curse words was attached to them. You feel what I'm saying? She was real brave. She didn't give a damn who the hell she was saying that shit to. You feel what I'm saying? But, yo, you know, the whole thing is I just wanted to let y'all know how that was out here, you know what I mean? And, you know, stupidity is, and there is a triangle with these things where you have bravery, you have stupidity, and you have cowardice, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Where, you know, these things could be a combination of treacherous things happening, you know what I mean? Treacherous things happening, like these little boys with the guns. Little boys being acting like they brave, they pump up the bravery on the video games, playing GTA Online, All Stars lit up, the whole game. You feel me? Shooting at each other, cursing at each other, talking about this my block, that's my car. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Come up off of that. You see what I'm saying? Like the rundown game. You see what I'm saying? They pump these hearts up playing these games. Then they go outside. You know, guess what they do? You know, when back in the day, we get the guns when we was that little. They was little guns. We could put them in the boot, put them in the jacket, put them in all types of sleeves, whatever. These days, they go right to the rifle. Want to know why? Because the mentality of these children are these violent gangs in which they pump their fake brave hearts up with. So that's what we doing, y'all, trying to understand what the hell is going on with society. Are we brave out here? Are we stupid? Or are we just cowards? You know what I'm saying? Let's get into the Ngozi time.
GC, my nigga, turn that shit up. CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Bug niggas, drug dealers, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Making chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slip my hoe a 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, quit talking, quit walk if you're down with the sick. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving your stress.
Raise up, y'all. It's first city in the area tonight.
It's the motherfucking D.R.E.
Dr. Dre, motherfucker.
You know I'm mobbing with the D.O.G. Straight off the fucking streets of CBT. King up the beach, ride to him in your fleet. Look, the bill rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop, nigga, what? Dre and Snoop chronic down in the lag. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak. Yeah. Clipping the strap, dipping through hood.
What hood?
Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central, out to the west side. This California love, this California bug. Got a nigga gang of pub. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on.
What's up, bitch?
Locust on for the 2000. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Hold up, hey, for my niggas who be thinking we soft, we don't play, we gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up, hey, for my niggas who be acting too bold, take a seat, hope you're ready for the next episode, hey.
Damn, Olasky.
Smoke weed every day.
Shout out. All the folks out there that didn't, you know, I was supposed to represent, you know what I mean? You know, of course, you know, it's Rue Wednesdays. But, of course, represent the West Side. Dr. Dre, enough said. I did my thing on the Wheels of Steel.
And of course, Claire, one told you about people who try to be brave or stupid or just cowards. People on here on this network that try to come on as interns, and sometimes it was cowards. And, you know who you are. If you don't stay, it is what it is. What you come here for. Get the fuck out of here. Tomorrow night, we come back on this wonderful, outstanding network with my man, J.D. A-Track. Show Genius Champloo. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, WNN has advertised to it and goes to Time Offset Media, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. Ola Dele Malewa goes to Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ola Dele, that goes to mindgmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer. And also, your mother and father's favorite DJ. Tell your grandma to wake up. You know what I mean? You know, it is what it is. Ola Dele Malewa goes to Ann. The one and only Honeybee DJ Olasky saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to the 2022 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year with the Sonya Griffin Award. Clever one.
Yeah, y'all. So while we wrapping this up, you know what I mean? I'm just going to let y'all know and put y'all in on a few common, you know, symptoms out here, you know, for those who need help out here, because Clef One trying to help the people, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Feel, if you're feeling nervous, restless, or tense, or having a sense of impending danger, panic, or doom, having an increased heart rate, breathing rapidly, hyperventilating some, sweating, trembling, feeling weak or tired, trouble concentrating or thinking about anything other than worry that you might get fucked up. These are the symptoms that you may be just a coward. And that's all I have for you. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your baby mom got a 9mm Smith & Wesson shield with two clips in a pocketbook, but she ain't shooting yet. Check your satellites.
Things just ain't the same for gangsters. Times is changing. Young niggas is aging. Becoming OGs in the game and changing to make way for these new names and faces. But the strangest thing can happen from rapping when niggas get wrapped up in image and acting. Niggas get capped up and wrapped in plastic, zipped up in bags when it happens, that's it. I've seen them come, I've watched them go, watched them rise, witnessed them, watched them blow. Watched them all blossom and watched them grow. Watched the lawsuits and they lost their dough. Best friends and money, I lost them both. Went and visited niggas in the hospital. It's all the same shit all across the globe. I just sit back and watch the show.
Everywhere that I go, ain't the same as
good, you blame me. Niggas ain't mainly it, niggas they can't be. But niggas can't hit, niggas they can't see. I'm out of sight, now I'm out of they dang reach. How would you feel if niggas wanted you killed? You probably move to a new house on a new hill and choose a new spot if niggas wanted you shot. I ain't a thug, how much Tupac in you got? I ain't no bitch neither. It's either my life or your life, and I ain't leaving. I like breathing. Nigga, we can go round for round, clip for clip, shit, whole pound for pound. Nigga, if you really wanna take it there, we can. Just remember that you fucking with a family man. I got a lot more to lose than you. Remember that when you wanna come and fill these shoes.
Watch everywhere that I go.